The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. Welcome to my podcast. As a collegiate athlete, I will be discussing what it's really like being a college athlete with raw content, personal stories, and of course, advice. Keep listening to hear more about the do's and don'ts and the behind-the-scenes actions of college athletes. Hello, and welcome back to Slam the Locker with DJ host me, KB. In today's podcast, we will have another interview with a Dominican student athlete to hear the inside scoop at Dominican. Today's podcast, we will be focusing on mental health, particularly in student athletes, how it's handled, talked about, and all the feelings while being a student athlete. Starting today's podcast with a very powerful quote from an Olympian, Michael Phelps. He said, "For the longest time, I thought asking for help was a sign of weakness because that's kind of what society taught us." That's especially true for an athlete's perspective. If we ask for help, then we are not this big macho athlete that people can actually look up to. Now, being an athlete, mental health is something that is really not talked about or discussed. Some would say it's even looked down upon, and that you are considered weak if you ask for help. And Michael Phelps does a great job showing an athlete's standpoint when it comes to mental health and happiness. And it is much more than just getting help, when it really should just be about the athlete's mental health. Now, let me introduce you to our interviewee, a student athlete here at Dominican University who plays on the softball team in their junior year. We will be hearing a little more about mental health in student athletes. Now, let's get into the questions. Okay, the first question we will be discussing today is, how often do you think student athletes use the on-campus resources regarding mental health? And if you're comfortable, you can talk about your own experience as well.
From my own experience, we recently had one of my teammates. She lost someone very close to her. It was actually her boyfriend. And that's when the resources actually reached out to us as a team, because they became aware of like everything we were going through. And so that was my first experience with any resources with Dominican, and I found it extremely helpful. And it actually encouraged me to consider getting my own personal help.
I would also agree. I originally didn't have a lot of experience with like reaching out to extra resources before attending Dominican, but my experience, it took me a minute before I actually reached out, but once I did, the resources were always there and those people were always willing to help. There was just one time during the COVID-19 pandemic, actually a lot of individuals reached out to the resources here at Dominican that they were so overwhelmed that for a second they couldn't take new people until they had to get a whole bunch of new staff, which was very mixed emotions at the same time, because people needed resources right then and they didn't have them, but they were able to get them within like the next few weeks, which was nice. Okay, let's move into our second question. How do you think the athletic department here at Dominican is compared to other schools?
Within my own experience here at Dominican, I think the athletic department has definitely improved over the years. The first 2 years here at Dominican on the softball team, we never really went over mental health or had like a specific coach for it. And I am now I'm in my junior year, my third year here. And we've just recently were assigned a mental health coach, and he was really beneficial to our team. And I feel like our team chemistry also improved because of him, because we were so vulnerable with each other. And we got to understand like we all have lives outside of softball, and softball is not the only problem we have. And so like understanding that about each other like allowed us to respect each other in a different way. And so I think the athletic department has definitely improved with their mental health awareness.
I would also second that, because my experience as a Dominican athlete is I never got the opportunity to get a mental health coach or be a part of a team with a mental health coach, but I did have the resources with me and around me, and my coaches and my advisors and my other peers around me were extremely supportive enough that I didn't need the mental health coach as much as I wish I had one. But now that I'm no longer a student athlete and I'm about to be in my graduating year, my team has a mental health coach, and that is something that I've seen their chemistry grow on the field, and it's really amazing that Dominican gives that opportunity to us. Now, moving on to the third question. Do you think the pressures of being a student athlete are too high sometimes? If so, how do you cope with these pressures?
I do think the pressures can be high. My freshman and sophomore year here at Dominican, my mental state was not the best. And I think that's what caused me to spiral, and it affected me physically on the field. And my junior year, I came into it taking those pressures off of myself, and it helped me so much physically. And I think that's one thing that a lot of student athletes struggle with, is that mental crutch is how I think of it. You don't even realize that it's there, but you put all these pressures on yourself and you think it's normal because you've grown up your whole life as a student athlete having these pressures, okay, if I'm in the game, I need to do this, and this. I need to make sure this is correct, I can't mess up. And so you think this is a normal thing, but it's actually not. There should never be that much pressure on yourself in that moment of the game. By the time it's game time, there can't be any more pressure. Everything needs to flow and be smooth.
I would say that I do think the pressures of being a student athlete are too high sometimes, but I almost want to say that it's not the pressures of being a student athlete, it's the pressures of being an athlete at the collegiate level, as there's so much going on and it's so much more than just the game and just playing that goes into it, that you have to, that it creates these pressures that drag outside of the field. And in order to be successful, you can't let the pressures get past you or get over you or take over you, because if you do, you're not going to be able to succeed on the field. You have to take those pressures and leave them on the field or the court or whatever it is. And then when you are off, that is your time to take care of yourself and take care of your mental health, because if you're not going to be mentally healthy, then there's no way you can be physically healthy for the game you love to play so much. Okay, now on to the fourth question, being how do you think your mental health plays a role in your physical performance during games and practices?
I think that my mental health plays a huge role and my physical performance, both in games and practices. As I said earlier, my freshman and sophomore year, I struggled a lot physically, and I knew that that wasn't the softball player that I used to be. And so when I came into my junior year, mentally, I was done failing, and I was no longer accepting that failure. And I think that's what allowed me to succeed, because I wasn't accepting that failure anymore. I had a higher expectation for myself, whereas before the expectation had been lowered because there were some spots on the team that had been solidified. And I think coming into college, I was really hungry for that starting spot. And that's what really set me up for failure, because I wasn't coming in realizing and knowing that there was already a team previous. I'm not the only person there. And so it allowed me to get that self-awareness of I'm not the only person on the team. My team involves other people, and not one person can win the game for everybody. It takes the whole effort of everybody on the team. And so I really learned my place the first 2 years there. And my third year has been amazing for me. My mental state has really changed, and I feel like I'm more of a team player now than I ever have been.
I would say from my own experience is that when I am playing the game I love so much, there's nothing that can take me out of my happiness. This game makes me my happiness. So when I am unable to play, or if I'm injured or I'm hurt, I am a whole nother person. So my mental health plays a huge role on my physical performance in the game, because being the happy person I am and waking up and being able to play in my game and not being injured just makes my performance go up even more, because I've had it stripped from me so many times that I get the opportunity to play and I feel so blessed and lucky to continue playing. Because in all honesty, I've had so many doctors tell me that I shouldn't be playing again and I shouldn't play and that it's not healthy and it's not good for me. But since this game makes me so happy, I have to play the game. If that sounds normal, but that's how it makes me feel. So my physical performance is always getting better each day by each day I can play. Okay, on to the next question. The fifth question is, do you think it's difficult for student athletes to talk about their mental health? If so, why?
I do think it can be difficult for some student athletes to talk about their mental health. Some may not even realize that it's an issue, and so that's obviously detrimental to them, because if they don't know that it's an issue, then they can never fix the problem that they're having. And some may not want to talk about it with other people because they don't want to be vulnerable in that way, and they may not have ever been comfortable talking about those deep feelings that they have, especially when it comes to sports. I know some people like don't feel like they have the freedom to complain because their whole life they've grown up like, this is like my job basically, like this is what I do and I have to take it seriously. And so those pressures obviously lead to them feeling like they can't feel a certain way.
I would definitely agree is that being a student athlete, talking about your mental health is something that is really not talked about at all. And honestly, especially here at Dominican, our school is so small that it almost makes it hard to talk about your personal life or your personal problems with people or others because of the fear of it getting out or spreading to everybody, because of course you don't want to be vulnerable to the entire school. You only want to be vulnerable to just a handful of people, a few people on your team. But there's always the worry and scare of having everyone find out because our school is that small. But I also think that just because that idea of like mental health not being talked about really in the past is really something that's been detrimental to like the athletic world. But over time, unfortunately, series of events have been going on that have caused more famous athletes to be talking about mental health, which is bringing awareness to a lot of colleges at the D1, D2, and D3 level that are now being more mentally health aware of what goes on in a student athlete's life, because they don't actually see the behind the scenes aspects of being a student athlete and what it really takes to be a student athlete. There's so much more than just going to practice every day and going to a game every day. It's a lot more draining than you would ever expect. Okay, moving on to our last question of our podcast. The last question ending today's podcast is, how do you think school athletic departments and administrators can improve the environment for mental health discussions for student athletes?
I know I mentioned earlier that my team had the opportunity to have a mental health coach this year, and I know there are some other teams here that have Coach Fred as their mental health coach, but I think one thing that the school or the athletic department could do is have a mental health coach for each and every team, just because I've noticed a huge difference that it has made with me and my teammates. And I think all the teams at Dominican should have the opportunity to have a mental health coach and to think about mental health, because most of the time student athletes don't even consider it or think about it because it's not something that's talked about on a regular basis, or at least wasn't as we were growing up.
I'll definitely have to second that. I think that here at Dominican, we're really lucky with the resources that we have off campus and on campus. But I definitely think that adding a mental health coach to every athletic department will really improve the team chemistry within each team. And you can see improvement not only in the students physically and mentally, but also if they're not as stressed out and as worried with their sport, they will do better in the classroom as well. So if you're struggling with mental health, don't hesitate to reach out, whether that is with friends, family, and even the Dominican Student Center. Wherever it is, someone is here to listen and help you out. And that's it for today's podcast. So don't forget to tune into next week's episode to hear more about the student athlete life here at Dominican University. DJ KB out.